What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World. Today we're starting off with a shout out to Nora. She wanted to hear from me, Mr. Eric. And one of her favorite things is kitties. I've had 4 great kitties throughout my life, so I'm right there with you.
And I would like to thank Jillian.
Hey, Kathunkle.
Jillian loves writing and illustrating books.
Good for you, Jillian. Keep it up.
And I'm here to shout out to August. He loves me, Fred the dog, and he also likes piano.
And our final shout out is to Abby, who loves Pokemon and giraffes. Well, Abby, if you shrunk down a giraffe to fit inside a Pokeball, it would make me a lot more comfortable.
Well, thanks, JF Cat.
And thank you, Abby, August, Jillian, and Nora. Today we are joined by the creator of an awesome podcast called The Dastardly Deeds of Professor Nasty, and his name is Carl Harper.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Carl. So glad to have you on the show. Thanks for making the trip. He is actually in my studio. This is like the first time I've had a guest in my studio other than my wife, so it's really fun for me.
I live literally 13 minutes away from your house, Eric, which is what a coincidence.
Oh, good. Well, that way we can do this again.
Yeah, for sure.
But before we talk about the dastardly deeds of Professor Nasty, we are going to hear a question from a listener named Lila.
My name's Lila. I'm 3 and a half and I like unicorns. And what's your what if question? What if bones could talk from people? I want to say thank you. We love What If World.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, great question, Lila.
What a question, Lila.
I've really never thought of my own bones talking.
I don't know what mine would say if they could talk.
Well, we'll find out. So that was from a patron named Lila, and we have one more question from a listener named James.
It's James. I'm 5, and I like Super Mario Odyssey, and my what if question is, what if there was an escape room in What If World? Bye.
Ooh, an escape room.
Well, I love escape rooms, and I love Super Mario. Mario Kart is one of my favorite games of all time.
Oh, so good. And we're going to find out, what if bones could talk from people, and what if there was an escape room in What If World? If you've ever met Professor Nasty, you'd know that he's even better at escaping than he is at getting caught. And he's really good at getting caught.
Right, here I am in What If World, and what annoys me most about What If World is that it's full of magic. So what am I going to do? I'm going to shoot from my magical cannon a bomb that will take the magic out of What If World. Yes, I am well aware of the irony of shooting a magic cannon to get rid of magic.
Professor Nasty was about to light his cannon when out of the cannon tube popped Pipio.
Oh, hey, Professor Nasty. I was just coming. I think maybe an 8-year-old should not be a playing with cannons, you think?
Well, first let me correct you, Pipio. I'm 8 3/4.
Oh, so sorry.
That's fine. Just don't do it again. Well, let me tell you a little story about science, Mr. Pipey O'Houlihan. It isn't all observation. Sometimes you have to take a chance and blow something up.
Well, are you wearing that lab coat and you got the glasses on? But I can't let you take a magic out of What If World. What am I talking about?
And just as Professor Nasty was about to light that cannon, Pipey O'Houlihan stuck his magic wrench into the cannon.
Ha ha!
Well, that's just great, Pipio. You've ruined my magic cannon, and now my arm is broken. Ah! My arm is broken!
I'm just a little broken.
I'm sorry, did you say something, Pipio?
Me? I heard something, but it wasn't me saying nothing.
Well, if it wasn't you talking, and it wasn't me talking...
It was me! Just look, open your eyes, look down here, hello!
Oh, it's fine, Pipio, it's just my arm. My broken arm is talking to me. Is talking to me.
Yeah, my name's Alna. So nice to meet you. I've been trying to get your attention for years, but now I can finally talk.
Well, it's lovely to meet you, Alna.
Hey, okay, this is a very nice moment. You got a broken arm? Let me fix it.
And Pipio used his magic wrench to cover Professor Nasty's arm with a cast.
Goodness gracious me. I look insanely cool with my cast on my arm. Hey, do you want to sign it?
I'll sign it. Well, I'm signing it from the inside.
Oh,
sorry. That probably hurts.
Okay, yeah. I gotta sign your cast. And then I gotta send you to some place you'll never escape again.
And after signing Professor Nasty's cast, Pipio Houlihan took him through the cannon. And they appeared inside a dark room.
You may lock me up, but you'll never stop me, Pipio. You'll never stop me!
Oh, that's a really good evil laugh.
Thank you, I've been working on it for quite a while.
This is my heroic giggle. It goes,
Yeah, I think you're going to have to work on that one, Pipio.
Oh, okay.
No, don't get too disheartened, you know. Just practice makes perfect. I've been at this for 8¾ years. It's fine.
And Pipio jumped back through a tiny little pipe hole in the ceiling.
Excuse me, Pipio, where are you going?
I'm disappearing with my magic powers. You're gonna have to escape the old-fashioned way.
Well, it's not the first time I've been incarcerated. Probably won't be the last. How am I going to get out of this one?
There's only one way out of this escape room.
Ah! Who's that?
It's me.
Said a big unicorn, clip-clopping out of the dark corner. He had one long horn that seemed to be broken halfway up.
Well, I've seen it all now. A unicorn with a broken horn.
Yeah, I got a broken horn. The name's Jimmy U, as in Jimmy Unicorn. Nice to meet you.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you too, Jimmy U. I'm Professor Nasty. Look at us, all locked up. Broken horn, broken arm. We're just like that TV show. Two broke girls. Except you're a unicorn and I'm a little boy. So it's not really like it at all.
Nah, I totally get you. It's just like that. Well, we only got one way out of here. And that way is escaping. Because it's an escape room. So you gotta like solve puzzles and stuff. The problem is, I used to love puzzles. Until I broke my horn.
Here's the thing, Jimmy. You can't solve anything because you got a bang on your noggin and you can't remember anything. Oh, sorry. I better introduce myself. I'm Jimmy's horn.
It was Jimmy's broken horn. It seemed the broken bit at the top was crunching together to form a mouth.
My horn reminds me how now I'm broken. I can't do the things I used to do.
Oh, don't worry about it, Jimmy. My Ulna talks to me and, well, I'm pretty sure she thinks I can't do anything because it's broken.
You can do some things, you just have to be very, very safe. And you probably shouldn't do most things.
Can I just say something? We've been essentially put into jail into a room called an escape room. I mean, what do they expect is going to happen?
I think, you know, we're probably meant to escape before long. Otherwise, you know, what stories they're gonna be?
Well, this is true, and... to be honest, Jimmy, I've been in my fair share of scrapes like this, and if you stick with me, I'm sure we'll be able to escape together.
Well, the first puzzle that I've never been able to figure out, I've been looking at it for ages. It's this crossword puzzle on the ground.
Oh, please, crosswords. I mean, give me something that I can't do.
Professor Nasty looked down to see a space for four letters, but the first letter was already filled in with an L.
Well, that's rather convenient.
And it had a clue written next to it. The clue read, "You do this in order to see."
You do this in order to see, and it begins with L and has four letters.
I don't know, it's...
Oh! I think I got it. Lick.
I mean, there's probably some animal in nature that sees with its tongue, but
A snake.
Okay, okay, good point, good point.
A ferret.
Oh, yeah, you know, ferrets probably get a good sense of taste.
A Malaysian baboon.
Well, now that's a fact. That's a doggone fact. But being that neither one of us are Malaysian baboons, shouldn't we maybe look? Maybe that's the clue.
Look.
I don't know. I got a broken
head. Oh, look, yes. Well, of course it's look. I mean, that's essentially what I said. I said look. But oh. I think, in fairness, Jimmy, I think it's a language barrier. You're from New Watt City and I'm from Kid City, so, you know.
Good thing I got you here, because I would have never figured that out.
Yeah, well, probably not, but here we are. Right.
Below the first clue was another two letters, and the clue was this. The opposite of down.
The opposite of down.
It's a tough one, I know.
I've got it. Upside down.
That's kind of a lot of letters, don't you think?
I just have to lick the floor, so you're going to have to turn me upside down. Right. Turn me on my head, James.
Oh, you shouldn't get turned upside down with your broken arm. That's too dangerous.
Maybe instead of, licking upside down, it means, look.
Look, yes. Look.
Up. Two-letter word.
Up.
Look up.
Up.
You know?
Oh, look up. Right, yes, yes. Yes, well, evidently that's what it means.
Oh, you figured it out. I don't know how I would have done this without you.
James, you have so much to learn.
And so the two villains looked up to see a pictogram on top. Two pictures. One of a simple red octagon. Sort of like a sign of some kind.
Red octagon.
Can you think of a sign with eight sides that's usually red? I don't know.
Oh, I know. A yield sign.
And next to the, yield sign was a picture of a person who appeared to be sinking in quicksand.
Why would anybody want to sing while in quicksand?
I think they're supposed to be sinking in quicksand. Sometimes the narrator is just...
Where did you get that chap from? This narrator. I'm having the same problem over on my show with my narrator. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, they're a dime a dozen these days.
Well, the two villains hadn't yet figured out the pictogram of what was clearly a stop sign and someone sinking.
You think you're so clever, don't you? Sitting there in front of your microphone. Go on, don't let me stop you. Or yield you.
And at that very moment, the sink in their cell unstopped and started spurting out water everywhere.
Ah! This room is filling up really fast.
What are we going to do?
The pictogram is the clue. Okay, red octagon.
Figure it out, Jimmy.
Singing in the sand. I can't figure this out. You had said something like stop and sink, maybe?
Yes, stop the quicksand.
No, maybe a stop the thing that's flooding us. Oh, we're already up to our next.
Oh! Okay. Stop the sink!
And Professor Nasty dove below the waves.
Whoa!
Grabbing the sink stopper, sticking it back in there as fast as he could. And when he did... The sink opened like a secret wall, pouring all of the water down a long, winding tunnel.
Well, who'd have thought it? I can swim.
No, oh, no, you shouldn't be swimming. Oh, you got your cast all wet. Oh, what a mess. You gotta just sit here and let it dry out, okay? No more of this nonsense. This is dangerous.
Alna, you're beginning to sound like my mother.
Your mother sounds like a very smart lady.
She actually kind of sounds like all the mother characters in this place. I don't really know. But there's no time to dwell on that. We need to sneak through this tunnel to finish our escape.
Actually, James... I'm not sure I can crawl. Let me ask Alna.
Oh, no, definitely not crawling. Oh.
There's a surprise.
I mean, look at you, you poor thing. You can't do anything.
All right, well, I'm just going to have to go and try to figure things out myself without a horn to help me think.
I've got an idea. Snails don't need arms. Why should I?
Hey, that is a good idea.
Thank you very much.
And so, much like the wily snail... Professor Nasty started crawling through the tunnel, despite Alna's objections.
Oh, it's dirty. Oh, look, I think that's a spider.
What's that floating in the... Oh, I don't believe it.
You know
unicorn's gotta do what a unicorn's gotta do.
You're disgusting.
They emerged on the other side of the tunnel, which turned out to be the other side of the cannon. Huh.
Wow, that's convenient.
Excellent work, Jimmy.
Well, back when I knew a lot about magic before my horn broke, I would have been able to tell you that this is a magic cannon, and I think we gotta fix it or something.
Right. I've had enough of this what-if world. What if I escaped?
See what I did there?
Oh, come on. I mean, it was better than that.
Fine.
I don't know how to figure out these magic equations anymore. I can't focus.
Yeah, Jimmy can't do it because, you know, at the end of the day, he can't focus because his horn is broke.
You're right, Unicorn Horn. There's no way I'm going to be able to do this.
Hey. We don't let any of that negative speak come in on our territory, Jimmy. What you need to do is focus on one little task and then complete that. And I've got your back, buddy.
Oh.
And you tell me what you know and I'll tell you what I know and then we'll be able to fix the cannon. Boom!
Boom! Hey, I got that one. That was good.
I didn't even mean that.
You two do your science. Just be careful.
And Jimmy, you helped lift the things that Professor Nasty couldn't. And Professor Nasty helped finish the magical equations when Jimmy, you lost focus for a second. And as they were getting close to fixing the cannon,
hey, these villains escape from this escape room.
They heard a distant voice calling through the cannon.
Who'd have thunk it, Pipey? You put us in an escape room. What are we going to do? Stay there?
I don't know. I couldn't have ever figured it out. I always had to cheat with the magic.
Pipeyo popped out of the cannon and tried to grab Professor Nasty.
Oh, am I gonna get him now?
But the young 8-year-old climbed into the cannon.
8 3/4, actually. Don't let me say this again.
The young 8 3/4-year-old climbed into the cannon and...
We're out of here, Pipey, because when you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. Know who said that? Doc Brown, Back to the Future. Lovely man. Right, Alna, let's get out of here and get you fixed. So long, suckers.
Mic drop.
And off he shot into the stratosphere and beyond, all the way out of What If World.
I guess I'm just going back to jail then, Professor.
Sorry, Jimmy. There was only room for one. Maybe I'll come back sometime. Or maybe I won't, because I'm Professor Nasty.
The end.
Oh, man.
That was a lot of fun. I mean, thanks to the guys that sent those questions in, because that was hilarious.
Well, thank you, Lila and James, for those phenomenal questions. And I want to find out a little bit more about Carl Harper and about the dastardly deeds of Professor Nasty.
Yeah, well, the dastardly deeds of Professor Nasty is it's about an 8 3/4 year old self-proclaimed evil genius who wants to take over the world. He concocts this milkshake called the Menace Milkshake that, when consumed, turns good kids bad. And he wants to turn all the good kids of Kid City bad so that he can then, you know, spread his nastiness around the world and rule the world forever and ever.
I am so happy to have had you, Carl.
Thanks, man. Yeah, real honor.
And let's do this again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to come back.
Okay, take care. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, Carl Harper and Professor Nasty for their help today, and all you kids at home who don't let that fearful little voice in your head keep you from doing the things you love. Unless, of course, that thing is playing with antique cannons. You probably shouldn't do that. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
This is What If World.
You're listening to iCan. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.
Thank you.